Good morning, all. Happy Tuesday. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Creative Guidance Podcast. Our podcast is brought to you today by the Serenity Keeper, Sarah Hinton, who is my fabulous bookkeeper, who has taken so much weight off my shoulders on the accounting side and just polished everything out to where I can see everything. I know where everything's at. I know where I stand is really honestly, and what her little tagline, which I think is so cute, if she keeps your books, then you keep your serenity, is so true. So true. Because I could lose my mind in the first 7 seconds of trying to do my own books. It's not my strength. It's not where my strength lies. And passing it on to her was one of the hardest things that I've had to do, was to relinquish that control to somebody else. And it has been the best decision ever. So please look her up at serenitykeeper.com and get in touch with her about your needs for your books. So today, I wanted to talk to you about this very topic, this releasing of control, this, some people will call it outsourcing, some people will call it release, some people will call it, there's lots of different terms for it. And it's humorous to me to think that the biggest blessings that I have gotten, the biggest sense of satisfaction, and the most humbling experiences have all come from when I let go and let someone else do it, or let someone else help me, or let someone else be a part of it. It doesn't sound logically, like when I'm coming from my logical side, doesn't sound logical that I would feel this ultimate sense of satisfaction when someone else is doing, 80% of the work or whatever. That sounds like I'm being a selfish person, or it sounds like I'm being an arrogant person. But the satisfaction doesn't come for me, like, good job, Carrie, pat on the back. It comes from, oh, thank goodness. Oh, it's done and it's done right. Oh, I don't have to worry about it. It's just like this warm blanket that comes over you. And it's just this ultimate thing of peace. And just here recently, my husband and I, for the past like 5 months, we have been working on a project, an actual physical product, which is getting revealed next week on next Tuesday's podcast, so stay tuned for that one. So we have been working on this physical product, and I talked to him about it. I said this was kind of an idea that I had. It came to me in a dream, which most of my ideas do. But I said, I wanted him and I to do something, because everything was mine and his. It was very segregated. It was very, well, this is what you do, and then this is what I do. And there was no intermingling. There was no cross connection there. And so we started with this project. I almost said what it was. We started with project, and we just kept pouring little bits of him and little bits of me in there, and it became humorous, and it became fun, and it became, his ideas were just genuinely Jeremy, and things that I couldn't come up with and I couldn't think of, and the amount that he lent to this project was phenomenal. And he does it in his own way. He never gets in a hurry. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about my husband, but bless his little heart, he's like Ferdinand the Bull. He will just take his little time. He will smell the flowers. And I'm like, come on, we have deadlines. It's a race. Come on, you know. And to him, it's not. It's a journey. And he's the one who has to like reel me back down when I'm going way too far out ahead. And sometimes that's, you know, he reels me back down by just, you know, plopping down and just not moving, and then looking at me like I'm not going anywhere until you calm down. But then at the point in time when we got, you know, our prototypes in, we made changes, we looked at it, and then we sent out our prototype to beta testers and to contest winners and to those type of things, I realized that, shoot, I'm sending a product out to New York. I'm sending a product out to Ohio. I'm sending a product out to California and to Peru. Like, two people from Oklahoma are reaching someone in Peru and New York and Ohio and so far away with something that could possibly touch their lives. And it was just a humbling experience. And we would have never got there if, I fully believe, we would have never got there if we didn't do this together. And so that's what I wanted to tell you today, is to don't be afraid to have someone help you. Don't be afraid to have someone support you. Don't be afraid to hand something off to somebody else or include them in what you're doing, because the stronger the team and the tribe around you, the stronger your business is, the stronger you are. And it's hard. It's really hard to relinquish that control, especially when you're like, well, what if they don't do a good job? And then I have to come back in and I have to clean up the mess, or I have to do it all over again. So what? So what if you do? You know, it's always a learning lesson. But what if it works in a wonderful way? What if it brings so much joy and blessing to you and to other people? What if it was the right decision? And I fully believe, fully believe that it's always the right decision to ask somebody for help, to have someone live in their strengths so that you can live in your strengths. Until next week, with love and many blessings. Goodbye.